Their Empresario magazine presents Mexican Army and National Guard in Ciudad Juarez, openness and commitment to citizens, with the understanding that although we come from other places in the Republic, we feel Juarez as if it were ours. General Saul Luna Jaimes, Jose Luis Mauricio, director of Sur Empresario magazine, and the journalist Francisco Ortiz Bello, hosts of our podcast Emphasis, the emphasis on information. They spoke with Brigadier General D.E.M. Saul Luna Jaimes, commander of the 5th Military Zone, Brigadier General D.E.M. Gabriel Lopez Gutierrez, chief commissioner of the National Guard in the state of Chihuahua, and General Brigadier D.E.M. Cesar Gutierrez Lopez, commander of the military garrison in Ciudad Juarez, with whom they discussed issues of importance to the community from the point of view of the Mexican Army and the National Guard that we will share below. FOB, General Luna: in recent weeks there has been an uptick in the crime rate in the city, mainly in the area of intentional homicides. Last August, the All United for Juarez strategy was presented, which aims to contribute to the reduction of this type of crime. What has happened from August to now? The strategy has been implemented. Multiple actions have been carried out. We have had support from businessmen and civil society. Given this rebound, the Secretariat of National Defense sends us 2,100 elements as part of the National Public Security Strategy. We have supported as much as possible the legal person responsible for the investigation of the homicides, which is the State Attorney General's office. Now, in the All United for Juarez strategy, it has four axes: homicides, drug dealing, human trafficking, and the other part that has to do with society, health, addictions. The Mexican Army works on this mission, but it is not only the work of one institution. The three levels of government must participate in this strategy to prevent criminal groups from taking over the city. I insist, this is everyone's responsibility. JLM that generated reactions from the transporters. General Lopez, how did the National Guard handle this situation? Well, indeed, one of the 42 powers mandated by law to the National Guard is road safety, and the state of Chihuahua has a low incidence of theft from cargo transportation. The event referred to occurred on the Villa Ahumada to Sueco section. There are many kilometers and we do not yet have the capacity to attend to it 100%. However, according to the investigations of the State Attorney General's office, it is being assessed whether the motive for the attack was the theft of the motor transport. Since the vehicle was at the site, the driver's belongings were with him. However, the investigations are ongoing, and as a result of the event we have increased road surveillance with the support of the Mexican Army from both the 5th Military Zone in the north of the state, as well as with the 42nd Military Zone in the south of it. We have already met with the representatives of the transporters to listen to their needs. We from the National Guard attend to what is our responsibility and urge the other agencies to attend to the issues within their jurisdiction. FOB, General Gutierrez Lopez, the Mexican Army has been characterized by having an important intelligence area. Do you in Ciudad Juarez have a mapping of the presence of criminal groups in the plaza and what is happening in the city? Yes, of course we have this intelligence area to which you refer, where day by day we analyze the development of this criminal phenomenon under the direction of my General Luna Jaimes, commander of the 5th Military Zone. Every day also, we have executive meetings with the commanders that we have deployed in different sectors of the municipality. There we analyze the behavior of this criminal phenomenon, which areas of greatest incidence, what is the crime clock, the neighborhoods that have the greatest incidence, etc. In addition to the coordination meetings that we maintain with other agencies with whom we exchange information that allows us to guide the staff's efforts for our daily activities. JLME, General Luna, how has the participation of the Mexican Army been in the formation of the National Guard? The Secretariat of National Defense has given us the mission of helping the National Guard consolidate, in accordance with current legislation. We even support the National Guard with military personnel, because the progress it has made in these 5 years of its foundation, they are important and it is not improvised. There are career military personnel who have specialization in public security. There are even graduates of the H. Military College with this specialty. We believe that the consolidation of the National Guard is very important to address federal public security issues. We know that security is part state and part municipal. Security problems cannot be solved by a single institution. I repeat, security is important to all, federal level, but states and municipalities have to do their part. FOB, General Luna, we agree that the troops of the Mexican Army and the National Guard come to reinforce the public security activities that by constitutional mandate correspond to the civil authorities. But how real is this coordination between the Army, the Guard, national and civil authorities? There is coordination, We go to the regional security tables in CU.Juarez and the state level in Chihuahua, and this coordination needs to be improved. Our mission is to contain crimes, but at the end of the day they continue. The participation of the three levels of government, civil society, businessmen and academia is essential to make this strategy successful, as was the case for Todos Somos Juarez in 2010. Society, the government and the academy have to analyze what is working and what is not. In the Mexican Army we are proactive to help, provide our service in the municipality, in the state or in any other place in the country because in the end it is nationalism that all Mexicans have. Where we are, that's where we are from. Today, for us, the commitment we have is for CU.Juarez to move forward. JLME, General Gutierrez, from civil society it seems that we are not on par with being co-responsible with the authority of the three levels of government. Eventually we know that some neighbor is doing wrong and we do not report it. The anonymous reporting system, it still exists. Answers, is it a way for society to have confidence in the Mexican Army? The Secretariat of National Defense, in coordination with the National Guard, has this strategy of proximity, being in contact with society, in the patrols we carry out, in the establishment of military security posts, in the neighborhoods where we have a presence, we approach, we knock on doors, we talk to the tenants, we ask them to share a lot of information with us. We distribute flyers with the anonymous complaint telephone number of the coordinating center in the military garrison. We call on society to call us or approach the elements that are deployed in the municipality. FOB, General Luna, this opening with the media and society in general is a clear message of the commitment you have with CU.Juarez. Is there anything else you would like to add? Two very important points. The first is that we ask society to trust that in the Mexican Army we are here to protect your life. We do not care what socioeconomic level you are from, if you are a man or a woman, the preferences you have, even if you have a legal problem we do not care either. If we find out that your life is in danger, please be aware, the assurance that we will protect you. If you are in danger, you can call the operations center, or approach the personnel deployed in the city or go to the military facilities in the square. The second point is to ratify the commitment of the Mexican Army to continue ensuring the safety of the Juarez community and with the understanding that although we come from other places in the Republic, we feel Juarez as if it were ours. Copyright 2024 Grupo Editorial Zara Impresario, all rights reserved. Any opinion expressed in the various contents of this magazine and or podcast is the responsibility of the person who expresses it and does not necessarily reflect the position of this publishing house.